and that's right. You know, it has to come back to your livelihood and what's more important. You know, these little critter wildlife running around or your livelihood, your livestock. And, you know, we know the answer to that, what's got to be done. No different than it. You know, the first time I was at the Badlands, well, the first time in 20-some years was about 10 years ago. And there was a big sign up that the prairie, you know, to watch yourself around the prairie dog farms, don't get down there and crawl around because they had the plague. And I went, what do you mean the plague? What plague? She said, the black plague. They've got the plague. I said, wait a minute. I said, yesterday I was out there sitting on the ground taking pictures of them, and now you're telling me they have the plague. She says, yeah, we dust for it. And I said, what do you mean you dust for the plague? She says, well, it's carried by the fleas. So as long as you didn't get by a flea, you're safe. But we dust all the prairie dog holes with powder for the fleas. And so, I don't know, about 3 years ago I was out there again, and it's pretty well been eradicated and taken care of. So modern medicine once again comes through and takes care of a problem. WA8RD.
You got hot spots where they you know, the growth. And those in armadillos are pretty bad. But any of those rodents, you know, if they get those fleas that's got it, it spreads really quick. So they have to dust them, and they can dust with just about anything, borax, which there's mines for boron out there, or that used to be, but that takes care of them, and it's fairly pet safe and people safe, and it's even relatively safe for the prairie dogs. I mean, if they eat a bunch of it, you know, it'll give them the squirts, but outside of that, pretty safe, but it rubs the exoskeletons off of those fleas for sure and kills them.
Yeah, I was in Death Valley in February this year, where a lot of the borax at one time, you know, 20 mil team borax, and that's where all that happened out there for the borax mines. But, you know, this is a fascinating country, and anybody that has a chance to go out and travel it, you need to do that.
In fact, those two kids from England that are over here touring around, they're getting they get programmed via the media, you know, and then they come here and tour all over down south and up in Michigan, and I'll tell you what, they go out west, they're going to get an eye-opener. It's so big out there, you know. That was the thing that really shocked me, being out there in Colorado was pretty wild. And I've been out to the West Coast, but not as much. I want to go see the Redwoods, and we didn't get to do any of that. I was out there for a alternate energy deal a long time ago, and I got to get back into that, too. But it was wild. San Francisco's weird. You know, they talk about all the fruits and nuts out there, and it's true. There's some strange cats. KB8OOE.
Currently connected to CNN. Yeah, I kind of made that quote about 10 years ago. Well, when I did two all the way across, once I got out to Seattle, I went over and did the West Coast down. I was gone 5 weeks that year. And anyway, so I come down across Oregon and I get to California, and all of a sudden, right on the road, it's just, you know, the Pacific Coast Highway, all of a sudden you have to drive through this big pole barn, and I'm thinking, what is this all about? And it's to check to see if you have fruit or, you know, vegetables, whatever you've got. And, you know, and I'm pulling my camper, and a gal says, well, you know, I have to ask, do you have apples or anything like that? And I said, no. I said, what is this? What's it all about? She says, well, you know, this is an inspection station to see if you have what fresh produce. We don't allow anything from Washington or Oregon down, any of the fruits and vegetables down here. And I said, no, I would think not. I said, California's got enough fruits and vegetables. And she looked at me and smiled. She goes, sir, you have no idea.
I'll tell you what. I was right in Berkeley, flew into San Francisco and come across the Bay Bridge and seen the pylons from where that double bridge collapsed from the earthquake out there, and I looked across at Alcatraz and went across and back, $6 back then to cross the Golden Gate. But I was sleeping out there on a couch, basically, because it was a laboratory, it was open air, a lot of it, art space, too. And I got up real early and walked out and started looking around and stuff, and there was people crawling out from under stuff everywhere that were just sleeping on the ground.